Hey, it's Sunday Stripped. It's Kramer. I'm about to crank up the show, but first, I want to tell you about something so cool. If you do a podcast centered around fantasy football, imagine how cool it would be to have a personalized news person to give you an update specific to your league every single week during the entire season. My boy Anton does this. He'll create three or more stories around matchup results, rumors, anything entertaining that's happening, you know, during the week. He'll give the league players superlative data, you know, like best players at their positions, the blowout of the week, etc. He'll give data based on analytics of top trending teams and lower trending teams. And he'll power rank the top 10 teams based on matchup results and other analytics. The dude takes it seriously.
And here we go, here we go!
So if you're looking to take your Fantasy Football League podcast to the next level, this is the way to do it. You essentially have another cast member. And everything he talks about is centered around your personal league. I highly recommend you take him up on it. Text the words, "Let's go" to 832-280-7125. And you can send an email at fourth, the letter N, 1FF at gmail.com. I'll put all his information up at sundaystripped.com.
Are you ready for some football?
We're ready for some football, baby.
What up? It is Sunday Stripped, the only show of its kind anywhere in the world, where we take the biggest names in rock and play them doing their biggest songs acoustically. My name is Keith Kramer. We are heard on fire hot radio stations all over the place, like KZ in Cheyenne, 103.1 The Edge in Twin Falls, and Rock 105.9 in Gadsden, Alabama. And our new affiliate, RadioQDX.com. We love ya! You know, I got an angry email, kind of angry email, from a listener because she says I don't play a certain band on this show. Well, today, Michelle in Anniston, Alabama, I will play not one, but two of that band's songs for you. So simmer down over there. Billy Idol talks about where he got the term Rebel Yell from. You'll hear about a major, major band with multi-millions of records sold that say they haven't earned 1 cent from record sales from their label. Godsmack talks about the time Sully the singer got into a fight on stage. Then we'll play some Godsmack. All of that and more, my friends. Let's crank her up with some Pop Evil.
Take a break from the world. Take a break from your life. Let us take control. Sunday Stripped.
I've been counting on my steps, all my no's just turned to yes. Silently, I must confess of my troubled history. This washed away all my sins, starting over once again. This is where it all begins, it's right in front of me. Down is not where I belong, this aching heart won't turn to stone. There's a fire inside these bones, it was meant to be. I see a world still full of light. How could I ever been so blind? I still haven't lost my fight that haunts me in my sleep. I feel like waking. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
know only time will tell if all the cards will treat me well. Cause this hand that I've been dealt keeps me wondering. So now here I turn the page. I've learned to silence all my rage. Tell me who can really say what will tomorrow bring?
You're listening to the only show of its kind in the world.
This is Sunday Strip.
Acoustic rock that rocks.
you'll hold my hand and stay a while.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. What's up? I'm Kramer. Greta Van Fleet. You know, it's funny how many rock bands get so pissed off at those guys. You know, a lot of huge bands, a lot of them, most of them even, have toured and toured and toured for years before they had any kind of success whatsoever. And Greta basically formed, played a couple of shows, got a record deal, sold over a million albums. Each member of that band, which I think the drummer is 19 or 20, every single one of them worth over $1.5 million. It's $1.5 million. Wow. Speaking of money, check out this rock news about the band Chevelle.
Over the course of their career, Chevelle have sold a whopping 6 million albums, making somebody very rich. Unfortunately, it's not them. Chevelle vocalist and guitarist Pete Leffler spoke about the band's record deal during a recent interview with WEBN's The Kid Chris Show. In the interview, Pete discussed the band's future. He said, "Where do we go now? Do we go back to being an indie band? I mean, that's kind of cool. That sounds exciting. I don't know. I don't know where we're gonna go now. Do we start a label? Do we do it ourselves? We're not a TikTok band necessarily. We don't have that platform." Chevelle has been signed to Epic Records over the course of their career, but unfortunately that hasn't made them any money. He added, "Contracts are a bitch, and we've signed some raw ones. And we need to start trying to make money off our catalog, which is 10 albums deep. Plus all the side stuff. We haven't made any money off of record sales, album sales. It's all gone to the major labels."
Hey, Northeast Alabama.
Hey, Northeast Alabama.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Stripped. Rock 105.9 rocks.
Set a new test, a much harder that you bought in. As for the unseen, just take
Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
One moment I can't wait. It's a vibe that I can never know. For a moment I can't wait. I'm holding on to hope. I know your stone nagging's the end. The struggle's getting old. For a moment I can't wait. Cause you said you're sober. Lying and I can't get closer. Tell me should I let you go? Tell me should I let you go? Cause you said you're sober. Lying and I can't get closer. Tell me should I let you go? Tell me should I let you go? Every moment I'm awake, it's a fight that you can never know. Every moment I'm awake, I'm clinging on to hope. I feel so low, but I'm feeling the struggle's getting old. Every moment I'm awake, cause I'm getting sober. Trying and I can't get closer. Baby, did you let me go? Baby, did you let me go? But I'm getting sober. Trying and I can't get closer. Baby, did you let me go? Baby, did you let me go? On and on we pray. Thinking about time and our mistakes. Thinking about time, thinking about time. It's about time. On and on we pray. Thinking about time and our mistakes. Thinking about time, thinking about time. It's about time. So don't say it's over. Wait in here while you get sober. I'm never gonna let you go. I'm never gonna let you go. So don't say it's over. Wait in here while you get sober. I'm never gonna let you go. I'm never gonna let you go. On and on we pray. Thinking about time and our mistakes. Thinking about time. Thinking about time. Cause it's about time. On and on we pray. Thinking about time and our mistakes. Thinking about time. Thinking about time. Cause it's about time.
Sunday Stripped. Acoustic rock that rocks. To hear past shows, hit up sundaystripped.com. Bad Wolves. They formed 5 or 6 years ago and basically got their start covering Zombie by the Cranberries. That's kind of what blew them up to some Godsmack. You know, I love hearing from bands about the lifestyle and the crazy crap that happens on the road. Here they are talking about Sully getting into a fight years back on stage.
We were playing the X Fest in Fort Myers, Florida.
And we're jamming a song. Sully jumps in the audience, which he did a lot back then.
It was back in the days where I was a little bit younger.
There's a section where he starts rapping and starts talking. He goes, hey, you want me in the crowd? And he always jumps in.
Some of the security guys that were watching the barricade, they didn't have security on the back of their shirts. It just had a staff thing. And so I guess when they were rolling me back up, they didn't realize who I was. And the crowd passed me up on stage, and I went down to get my microphone. And one of the guys came up on stage and was confronting me.
And this big dude is like pushing him and trying to grab him.
And he ended up somehow getting me in this like bear chokehold. When I was done trying to negotiate with the guy, I reached over and I punched him in the face.
Bam!
And he tripped over the drum riser and hit his head on the ground and knocked himself out.
The security guards, crew guys jumped up and then walked right past Sully, and then he started kicking the guy. Well, you an idiot? And I'm just like, wow, this is pretty cool.
I seen two state police coming at me, and I was just ready to turn around and kind of give him my hands to put the cuffs on, and they walked right by me. One of the guys like hit me on the shoulder. He's like, nice right hook, and he kept walking.
The greatest rock and metal songs ever created. Unplugged.
Yes! Hell yeah! Hey, come on, baby! Come on! Yes! Come on! Ah! Yes! Yes!
This is Sunday Stripped.
Something. you're probably all sick of by now. It's called Hail to the King.
This is Sunday Bloody Sunday.
This is killing me slowly.
I'm going to do a song from an album called Euphoria Morning, and the song is called Can't Change Me.
Hi, we're Evanescence, and this is Going Under.
Hey, we're Dirty Honey, and this is our first single, When I'm Gone.
This song's called I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. It goes like this.
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Strip.
All right, I'm going to crank the show up here in just a second. I have to tell you about a listener's website, all right? It's called Thick Thigh Tribe, thickthightribe.com, and it's the coolest clothes for the lack of a better term, thicker women. So if your wife or your girlfriend's a little on the thick side, or ladies, if you're on the thick side, nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that, and you should look cool and you should look good. I just pulled up his site. He has a haunted Halloween collection. I went through that and I was like, oh, that's so cool. He's got pictures of the stuff on the site. Some of the shirts are absolutely brilliant. There's one that says, I taste so good, you'll want the recipe. And my absolute favorite is, it says, F-bomb mom with tattoos, pretty eyes, and thick thighs. It's so awesome. ThickThighTribe.com. Now, one of the coolest things on the site is their thigh-high socks. They're plus size. Heel-to-top length is about 35 inches. Ladies, so if you, or guys, if your lady has thighs that measure 27 inches or larger, they have those, and they look badass, and they're comfortable for women. It's a great-looking website, and the prices are absolutely stellar. ThickThighTribe.com. Sunday Stripped. Acoustic rock that rocks. To hear past shows when this one's done, hit up sundaystripped.com. I got a fairly angry email from a listener. She listens on Rock 105.9 in Gadsden. Big shout out to all my peeps in Northeast Alabama. That's where I'm from. Hi to you, Michelle. I did get your email. By the way, it's sundaystripped@gmail.com. She said she's listened to almost all of the shows and has never heard me play the band Bad Flower. First, Michelle, that is not true. I have played Bad Flower, but since you listen to the show, I'll do you a solid, not only play you one, but two from the band Bad Flower, Michelle. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
The greatest rock and metal songs of all time, unplugged. This is Sunday Strip.
I tried it once before, but I didn't get too far. I felt a lot of pain, but it didn't stop my heart. And all I really wanted was someone to give a little love. But I waited there forever and nobody even looked up. I struggled with the veins and I guess I didn't bleed enough. But maybe I'm alive cause I didn't really wanna die. But nothing very special ever happens in my life. Take the blade away from me. I am a freak. I am afraid that oh. And I'll be haunting all the lives that cared for me. I died to be the white ghost of the man that I was meant to be. I tried it like before and this time I made a deep cut. I thought about my friends and the way I didn't give enough.
And I should have told my mother, Mom, I love you like a good son. But this life is overwhelming and I'm ready for the next one. Take the blade away from me. I am a freak. I am afraid that all the blood escaping me won't end the pain. And I'll be haunting all the lives that cared for me. I died to be the white ghost of the man that I was meant to be. I should have left a letter, but I had nothing to write about. My blood is all around me, I get dizzy if I stand up. The cutting part was easy, but regretting it is so f***ed up. Take the blade away from me. I am a freak, I am afraid that all the blood escaping me.
It's one of a kind. Pure, raw, Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
Like a jester at the ball, rub my shoulders with the kings. And I was draped in golden velvet, bathing in applause while I was jumping through the rings. And then the cooks would sound a bell, and all the kings would lick their lips. But I couldn't find a placemat. The dinner table's full and there's no room for me to sit. Is there anybody out there looking out for me? Just say you want me, just say you need me. Is there anybody out there looking out for me? Does anybody need me? Is every last soul just making me over? With tears on their shoes and ice on their shoulders. Is there anybody out there looking out for me? All my pride is in my praise. I hum along with this vibration and hope to God I make it new. If any chord that I could strum made me feel less like a man, I'd stand my fingers in the doorway and shatter all the bones so I could never strum again. Is there anybody out there looking out for me? Oh, just say you want me, just say you need me. Is there anybody out there looking out for me? For me? Is every last soul just nick off me over? With tears on their shoes and ice on their shoulders. Is there anybody out there looking out for me?
Is there anybody out there looking out for me? losing ice on their shoulders. Is there anybody out there looking out for me?
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. Kramer, Bad Flower, by suggestion or request. They were basically an indie band until just a couple of years ago. I rarely go back to the 80s. I can appreciate it, but most of it's cheese, and it really kind of doesn't fit with most of the rest of the show. And when I do think about going back to the 80s, I think Billy Idol. Am I right? We all love Billy Idol. Am I right? Here he is talking about partying with the Rolling Stones and how the phrase Rebel Yell came about.
You know, of course, I was at this party with the Rolling Stones back in the early 80s. And it was one of the Stones' birthdays. We were at Ronnie Wood's brownstone, which is up on the west side, 70s, in New York. At one point in the night, standing in front of me was Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Ronnie Wood. And they were all, each of them had this great big bottle of this kind of brown bottle, you know, like it's a huge bottle. And they would drink, each one was putting it up to their lips. And I was kind of following, you know, Ronnie's bottle up to his mouth, kind of trying to see what the stuff they're all drinking is, you know. It's got like a Confederate officer, like, you know, on a horse charging away. It's got like a, you know, he's in the gray outfit with a, you know, a feather in his hat, like Jeb Stuart or someone, you know. I thought, wow, and I could see that stuff was called Rebel Yell. I thought about that. Hey, I'm kind of writing songs at the moment, that's a decent, that'd be a neat title, you know. So I thought, I better check first. So I sort of said to them, you know, casually, I say, you chaps, I mean, Rebel Yell, I mean, you're not thinking of using it, you know, for a song or anything, are you? Because, I mean, you know, Street Fighting Man, Jumping Jack Flash, Rebel Yell. Does it sound like a Stones? And they kind of looked at each other for a bit and then kind of, I think it was Keith Richards or someone said, no, I don't think we would use that. And I kind of, mentally, I just went,
Sunday Stripped.
Last night, a little dancer, she came a dancing to my door. Last night, that little angel, she came pumping on my floor. She said, come on, baby, you got a license for love. And if it expires, I pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more. With a rebel yell, she cried more. In the midnight hour. Slavery, she won't sit and beg. But when I'm tired and lonely, yes, she gives me head. I said, what set you free and brought you to me, babe? What can set you free and leave you here by me? Because in a midnight hour, she comes home. In my own heaven, I collected to go at the 7-Eleven. Yes, I have all night to collect a fare. Just so long as it don't fuck off my hair. Thank you.
Well, I walk the walk for you, babe. 8,000 miles for you. Now who'll dry my tears of pain, babe? 1,000,000 times for you, for you. I'd sell my soul for you, babe. It wasn't money to burn for you.
You're probably conceived to this next song in the backseat of a Corolla. Ew. Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
Y'all enjoy.
Something takes a part of me. Something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gonna always be missing with me.
You wanna see the light?
Can't picture and let me be free.
So do I.
Can't I take away all this pain?
You wanna see the light?
I tried to ignite all in vain. In vain.
Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. You'll never see me fall from grace. Something takes a part of me. You and I were meant to be.
Freak on me.
You wanna see the light?
Feeling like I have no enemies.
So do I.
Many times I've felt disease.
You wanna see the light?
Nothing in my life is free, is free.
Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. See me fall from grace.
Oh,
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks, got such a cool version of that song, and Amy Lee adds a whole new layer to that. I'm a Korn fanatic, and, you know, I love old Evanescence. You know, it's wild to see all these old bands that kind of fade away into Vegas acts. I was really bummed when the Scorpions did that, because I felt like, I was like, you know, these guys are cool. Even though they're ancient and they're old, and I think, actually, they formed in the 70s, so they're old. But they're still, there's something so cool about them. But there was a little bit of redemption. Here they are talking about how it was cool for a little while.
There is no negative, first of all, you know, because it's all positive. And after all these years, we can understand why it's so attractive for so many artists to go to Vegas and play more than a show and do those residencies, because you have a great setup. The casinos treat you like royalty. You know, you have the biggest billboard on the strip. And, well, it's just great for band and crew to have your setup and work your way through, and especially after this long break because of COVID-19 for almost 2 years or even longer. You know, it was great to go back and find back
start
and have a good start, you know, with the crew, the whole new production. And it was just a great start, you know, and now we're ready to go back on the road again, first in Europe and then in the fall here in the United States and Canada.
You know, to do a residency, it's very safe and comfortable. But rock and roll is not supposed to be safe and comfortable. It's great for a month, but now we got to hit the road and get back to the dirty job, you know, really touring the world, and that's the real
warriors again.
We are road warriors.
Yes. Yeah.
Unplugged and Stripped. Sunday Stripped.
Still on you, Ether!
I'm loving you.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. All right, that is the show for September the 17th. We covered a lot of ground in 1 hour. JRB sent an email, and he's asking, what is my favorite band to play on the show? Very, very good question. There are bands that every time I start prepping for the show, I have to go, no, don't, because I'll play it every show. I think Godsmack would be one of those. Chevelle would be one of those. Alice in Chains would definitely be one of those. And Shinedown would probably be at the top of that list. I love the way their music translates to acoustic, and I'm such a fan anyway. So thanks for the question. Y'all be cool, man. Have a good week, and I'll see you next weekend on Sunday Stripped. I love you. Be safe.